السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, there's an outward world and there's an inward world. To attain success in the world to come, we need to attain success in both worlds, the external world and the internal world. Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has left set of laws pertaining to the world that is visible and to the world that is not so visible. As we know that there are certain laws pertaining to the world that is visible to us, and Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his profound instructions has labeled them to be compulsory, non-compulsory, lawful, unlawful. Likewise, there are laws pertaining to the world that is not visible, and many of the laws will deem certain actions of the invisible world to be lawful, unlawful, faras, not faras. Nowadays, most of the Muslim world, and Allah have mercy upon them, is concentrating upon the world that is in front of them. But they are not gaining power and strength when it comes to the world that is within them. And if a person does not gain strength within himself, it becomes near to impossible to attain the high levels of success in the world that he is witnessing. And that's why for the last few weeks and for the weeks to come, by the grace of Allah Almighty, we would like to reveal and make the invisible world at some level visible and try to give it some time, some consideration. We made mention that Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to sanctify people, to purify people. And of course, this purification applies to the external as well as the internal. We made mention last week that there are many, many different emotions that take birth at the heart. Some are more intensified than others. Some are positive, some are negative. Some are productive and some are destructive. And these feelings that take birth at the heart determine how we react. We will not react unless there is a feeling in that heart. And to become a true believer and a complete believer, we need to have control on the feelings that take birth, on those feelings. we should have control on the feelings that take birth. That is our ultimate goal. As it has been made mention in relation to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, that they did not even think of evil. They did not even think of evil. They did not even have an atom of ill towards others. So that means that they had control on their aql and they had control on their heart. And when they had control on their aql and control on their heart, the environment that was created by their actions became the most harmonious, the most beautiful environment, the most beautiful group of people that ever lived. Alhamdulillah, knowledge is available. Many a times there are discussions, and all these discussions are academic. Many a times we have prolific speakers that visit us, and they give us enjoyment at that moment. But once they depart, and they leave us with that instruction, the task that we face is how do we implement it? It becomes impossible for us to implement the instructions that people leave behind, and let's be very, very precise, the instructions that Allah and His Rasul have given to us. We all know that praying is compulsory, and we all know that drinking is prohibited. Now these are two actions that are visible. These are two actions that are visible. If the child establishes his prayer, his mother and his father will say Shabbas, Mashallah. And if a child or a person, he drinks alcohol, everyone will speak their heart, because they can see the two actions. One action is known to be good, the second action is known to be bad, because it is visible. But if we go into the heart, into the world that is living within us, the world that is within us, there is a feeling that is desirable, the feeling of love, the feeling of mahabba, the feeling of compassion, the feeling of well-wishing. This is just like salah. It is commendable. It is meritorious. It is liked and desired by Allah Almighty. But on the other hand, animosity, jealousy, hatred, grudge, spite, takabbur, vanity, self-conceit, these are actions that are not visible, but just like the consumption of alcohol is destructive, these invisible feelings are destructive. So if a person was to drink alcohol, first of all, he will consider himself doing bad. He will feel ashamed. True? They won't come in public and drink. So they will hide that action because they know it is bad. And if somebody came to know, they will say, we should go to his house, we should give him da'wah, we should address this issue, we should be very compassionate towards him, we should try to get him that power where he can pull away. We are so concerned. And this concern is in tune to our religion. But if one person has hasad, one person has jealousy, a negative feeling, first of all, he will not treat it as the consumption of alcohol. He will take it lightly. True? And if somebody came to know and he expresses that I hate this guy, we will not address the issue as we address the consumption of alcohol. And both are destructive. And I will say the internal problem is more destructive because we're taking it lightly. We're taking it lightly. So that's why Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam throughout his entire life, he was not only concerned about the outward position of the group that he worked upon, but he was concerned about the inward, the internal position of the Sahaba. That's why he asked Haris radiallahu ta'ala an, what is the condition of your faith? How is your faith? Now, faith is something that is internal, that is non-tangible, that is invisible, that lies in the depth of the heart. Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, how is your faith? Because the outside is visible, but the inside is only known to the person and to his creator. How is your inside? How is your faith? And then Hazrat Haris responds, and Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pleased with the response, and he says, that is a good condition that you have. That is a good health that you have. Hold on to it. Falzam. Hold on to that level of faith that you have. Alhamdulillah, we are here today. And this in itself is a great bounty that Allah has conferred upon us. That we are in the masjid. We have come for Salatul Jumu'ah. We are going to establish the Friday prayer in a few moments. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. This is a grace. Yallaka fazlha. Dhalika fazlullah. This is Allah's fazl, grace. But this action, an outward action, can be destroyed if the inside is not in conformity with the action outside. You took half an hour, 1 hour off from work, Allah reward you. You were thinking about it from last night. Should I go to this mosque or should I go to that mosque? I may have a meeting after work. I may have a meeting just before Salatul Jumu'ah. Different scenarios, different people, different responsibilities, different workload. So you make the effort and you come. Outwardly, it is perfect. Alhamdulillah, one person is coming and he is establishing Salatul Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah. This is great. But now let's dive into that heart. Let's dive into that heart. Allah does not only reward a person on the outward action. He is going to check what is inside that heart. And then if both are in conformity to that which Allah desires, a person will be rewarded. And if one out of the two are not in conformity, the reward collapses. And many a times, a person, on the contrary, he will be punished for praying Salatul Jumu'ah. Allahu Akbar. One person, he comes to Salatul Jumu'ah, as we have come, and his sole intention is, Ma Allah hi ke liye Salatul Jumu'ah parunga, that I am coming to please Allah Almighty. There is no other intention. There is no other intention. Alhamdulillah, Allah knows. Allah reads the heart, and the person knows in whose heart this intention takes birth. He will be rewarded. I would like you to go home tonight and just for 5 minutes, and you will know yourself where your heart is. Just for 5 minutes. This is my request to you, as my noble brothers. Go home tonight and before going to sleep, close your eyes, look in your heart, and you will see what takes birth. There are going to be so many negative images that come. Allahu Akbar. It is a treasure box. 5 minutes I'm asking you. I don't want to use the words challenge, but I am requesting you. 5 minutes, sit down, look into your heart. Try to remember Allah and you will see what appears. It is a world. What are we feeding this heart? What are we placing in that treasure box that has the ability to be submerged in the muhabba of Allah Almighty? What are we giving that box? Close your eyes today. Before you go to sleep, aapko pata chal jayega dil kahan hai. The image of a girl, the image of business, the image of the wife and the children. And you will feel it. You will see it in your imagination, in your aql. There will be no image of Allah's muhabba. Big problem. It's a mighty problem. It is a mighty problem. Now one person, he comes to Jumu'ah, his intention is sound, alhamdulillah, he will be rewarded. One person, he makes the same effort, but his intention is not in tune. His intention is not healthy and sound. His intention may be that I have to pray Jumu'ah. This is a bad intention in itself. Let me use this word again. I have to pray in Jumu'ah. Allahu Akbar. Like it is a burden. This is a bad intention in itself. The discharging of a amal should be out of pleasure. The discharging of the amal should be out of the muhabba of Allah. If a person's intention is Jumu'ah padna hai, musibat pad gayi, what a burden, and he's coming to Salatul Jumu'ah, he has corrupted the reward of his amal. Allah will say, I am calling you and you don't want to be here. You are coming because you are afraid that I will withhold my grace. I will withhold my grace. That's why you're coming. Dar se aa rahe mohabbat nahi. You have no love. You are coming because you have to come. Allah. What a foolish, what a weak intention. These are feelings, these are intentions. But let's say a person has another intention. He says, I come because I want to meet a brother after Salatul Jumu'ah. By the way, let me pray Salatul Jumu'ah. He gives it second grade priority. The intention is corrupted. The amal is corrupted. That's why Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, rahimahullah, in Fazail Hajj, he makes mention. Allah fill his qabr with nur. He makes mention that there will be people in the future. Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made mention. People in the future, they will perform Hajj. But it will be a holiday for them. Intentions will change. They will say, I am going to Europe for a holiday. By the way, it is Hajj season. Let me do Hajj and then I will go to the holiday. Meaning that he is given preference to Hajj as secondary. The intention is not sound. He will not be rewarded. On the contrary, Allah is going to reprimand him. Mere amal ke saath aisa saluk. Your treatment with my amal is like this. So if one person in his mind, he wants to do Hajj, he said, I'm going for Hajj. Then his wife and they sit down and they say, alright, we should go to our home country as well. That is fine. Because you're giving preference to the Hajj. But one person is saying, Europe, holidays, Hajj, we'll fit it inside. We'll give Hajj the opportunity to make it into our holiday. The intention has been corrupted. I'm giving you a few scenarios. One person, he comes to the masjid and what is his intention? That
I am better than the other person that is not praying Jumu'ah. He is standing in front of his Creator, responding to the amal positively, but at that moment he's comparing himself with another fellow being that is not in the masjid. He has corrupted his intention. You are not there to compete. The very famous incident of Imam Ghazali. So Imam Ghazali, we all know, the author of Ihya al-Ulum, Allah fill his qabr with nur. What a profound legacy he leaves behind. What a philosopher. What a giant of a person. He was leading the prayer. Allahu Akbar. He was leading the prayer. So many lessons we learn from the life of the awliya, the life of the sahaba, the life of the anbiya. He's leading the prayer, and his brother, who is a scholar as well, he goes, Allahu Akbar. He's the muqtadi. Imam Ghazali is the imam. And after a few moments, the brother breaks his salah and moves away. He doesn't pray behind him. He does not pray behind Imam Ghazali. So Imam Ghazali finds out that my brother is not praying behind me. They both go to the mother. The mother brought these two profound personalities in the world. What a noble womb. What great tarbiyah she gave. What a mind she may have. She says, why did you not pray behind him? He says, I did not pray behind him because when I said Allahu Akbar, I checked his heart. And I could see that in his heart he did not have the love of Allah. He was not connected with Allah when he was saying Allahu Akbar. I don't want to pray behind a person who's not connected with Allah when he says Allahu Akbar. The mother became upset with him. She said, were you checking the heart of your brother or were you connecting with Allah? Why were you checking the heart? Why were you comparing yourself with the imam? This is not the theater where you compete with the person in front of you. You are establishing your relationship with Allah. And if this relationship is established, it will engulf you and you will forget about your surroundings. Kaise aapne dekha? That means that you are not right. Your zaviya, your qibla, your direction is not right. She was more upset with the brother, the muqtadi, the congregant, than the imam. How many a times we arrive at the station of A'mal Salihah, but we feel proud in the sense that we have established something and we are better than Mr. So and Mr. So. Allah Akbar. That destroys the amal. From this you can understand how important it is to have that control over the center where these emotions take birth. This is sanctity. And because it is a department that no one can perfect to the highest level, so Allah Almighty in Surah An-Najm, He says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not attribute sanctity to yourself. Do not attribute that you are pure. You may not know, feeling that you are pure, believing that you are pure in itself is a level of impurity. Believing that you are pure, believing that you are right, believing that you are righteous, better than others, this in itself is a level of impurity. Does it make sense? Why our hearts are not connected? How can a petty issue break the hearts of the ummah of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came to unite these hearts? How does it break it? Because we consider ourselves to be better. We consider ourselves to be better than the other. Azmat is only for Allah. Greatness only belongs to Allah. Our salah is a representation of humility, humbleness. Hum kuch nahi hai. The more Allah's greatness opens upon a human being, the more he understands that he is insignificant. Those that say he's a kafir, he's a bidati, he's this, he's that, those that walk with arrogance, that means that Allah's azmat has not opened upon them. It is a claim that the azmat of Allah has not opened. Once the azmat of Allah opens, a person can say, "Yeah, Allah, what is my salah? What am I? What is my sajda?" In front of the azmat of Allah, he becomes so humble. He considers himself to be insignificant. He has no time to look to the person on his right, on his left. Of course, this topic will take much of our weeks, but I believe it is a very important topic that we have to discuss. I had something else in mind. I started somewhere else, and we have not even touched what I prepared for. But inshallah, next week. Allah Rabbul Izzat allow each one of us to attain purity outside as well as inside. Allah grant us His muhabba, fill our hearts with His muhabba, with His ma'rifah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Keep in mind